Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Okay, get ready, guys. We're going to talk about a very important issue. We need to stop bad policies and laws that are coming to your state next. We try to keep you apprised of education-related news, laws, and policies introduced across the nation. Because if it's not in your state yet, it's coming sooner than you think. Now, we know this because cadres of organizations, NGOs, influencers, lobbyists, and legislators are committed to changing U.S. culture. And they are doing just that through the K-12 public education system, where more than 54 million students are influenced. And as a friend would say, these ain't the K-12 schools you used to know. So if it's not in your state yet, pay attention to what's going on in other states. Let's take one example of controversial curriculum: comprehensive sexuality education, or CSE. Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, that's CECUS, was founded in 1964 by Dr. Mary Calderon, then medical director at Planned Parenthood. She quit her position there to establish the national advocacy group dedicated to promoting what? Sex education. CECUS became an umbrella group for school administrators, sex educators, physicians, and social activists. In 2019, 55 years later, CECUS launched a rebrand to Sex Ed for Social Change. So that's their new name, Sex Ed for Social Change. Christine Harley, president and CEO, announced, "We are pushing the sex education conversation beyond the benefits it can have on an individual's sexual health. We are encouraging our field supporters to continue to explore the large-scale culture shift that sex education has the power to create in this country. We are working toward a world where all people can experience and enjoy sexual and reproductive freedom as they define it. By advancing sex ed for social change, we know that we can make that world a reality." Now, that's a quote from the president and CEO of Sex Ed for Social Change. Now, CECUS board chair Christine Kippens states, "I am thrilled to be a part of this rebrand, not only for CECUS as an organization, but for the sexual and reproductive health rights and justice space overall. So many of the battles we are fighting to positively impact lives could be a lot less strenuous if more people received a quality sex education. And when we provide young people with CSE, they learn the facts. More importantly, they have a chance to unlearn stigma, misinformation, and baseless opinions." Okay, that was a quote from CECUS board chair Christine Kippens. Okay, let's get down to the brass facts here, guys. It's important to understand the value system of these folks. You know, the goals of Planned Parenthood and their partner, Dr. Calderon, have been clear. They're not hiding it. It's been clear since 1964. Simply put, Sex Ed for Social Change, or CECAS, touts value-free sexual activity for pleasure between anyone at any time. It's pretty straightforward. Any age, okay, at any time with anyone. Their mission is limitless, including the notion children are born with sexual urges. They say they're sexual from birth. Two, minors have the right to safe sexual pleasure, including abortions, menstrual protection, contraception, puberty blockers, chest binders, phalloplasties, electrolysis, and top surgeries, all ideally without parent permission or knowledge and at the expense of you and me, the taxpayer. Wow. Now, what does sex change surgeries have to do with social change in K through 12 public schools? Well, in order to sell minors on these radical leftist notions, it became evident that the public school system is the best distribution vehicle to change the culture. And since Planned Parenthood already had a monopoly on CSE curriculums, you know, through Mary Calderon and CECAS, it was only natural. So in 2019, CECAS cemented their plan with new partnerships, not just their new name, Sex Ed for Social Change. So there were partnerships, resources, and programs with the Sex Education Policy Action Council, or CPAC. Okay, this isn't the CPAC that, you know, event that we attended, you know, on the East Coast. This is Sex Education Policy Action Council, a highly coordinated movement of state and local advocates actively working to do one thing: advance CSE policy. Led by CECAS, CPAC convenes organizations, statewide coalitions, state agencies, and school districts from 50 states working to advance their agenda through CSE. So they're using CSE to disseminate lots of information. CPAC members are trained in advocacy skills. They receive federal policy and legislative updates, network with colleague organizations from around the nation, and foster close working relationships with CECAS, acting as an advocacy, issue campaign, and strategic policy resource. CECAS now monitors and affects state legislation. So, you know, this legislation, adding sex to a list of protected minority class is part of their doing. And as Congress often listens best to their own constituents, advocacy for CSE increases. CPAC engages with policymakers seeking to advance and pass sex education legislation, expanding CSE policy across the country. Now, all this information, guys, I have found on their own website. Those links are in the show notes. You can go see it for yourself. CPAC goals include, number one, adoption of CSE policies in federal, state, and local governments across the country. They're doing it. Increased numbers of pro-CSE elected officials and policymakers, so they get involved in elections. Build capacity for state and local activists to advocate for CSE public policy by sharing important best practices, challenges and resources, and model CSE legislation. While researching CECAS and CPAC, I discovered their mid-2023 legislative report. Okay, this is the good news, guys. quote, in the aftermath of the past year's unrelenting attempts to deconstruct our schools, society, and the future of young people in our country, the 2023 legislative session has set horrifying new records for the introduction and enactment of anti-sexual and reproductive freedom policy. Now, that's a direct quote from their mid-2023 legislative report. In other words, they're saying, they're in trouble. So this is the good news. Here are some highlights. 48.6% increase between 2022 and 2023 in parental rights bills. Yay! 48.6% increase. In fact, about 13% of restrictive bills, these are our bills, guys, have passed in 2023. 13% so far. Now that's, mid-year last year, compared to a success rate of 9.7% in 2022. So we're gaining on them. Okay, sometimes we think that we're not winning, but we are. Also, CECAS tracked over 749 bills related to sex education, LGBTQIA+ rights, access to reproductive and gender-affirming healthcare, and access to honest education. Over 65% of the bills this year were restrictive bills. Those are our bills, 65%. A 24% increase in hostile, they're calling our bills hostile, legislation from 2022 to 2023. At least 19 states have adopted policies that would restrict access to gender-affirming care for young people. 19. Many states push forward legislation limiting young people's access to abortion. And in some states like Idaho and Nebraska, it was successful. So it's happening, guys. We, moms, dads, and citizens are winning. And our opponents know it. In fact, they're freaking out. Okay, we got to keep this momentum going by sharing this episode with friends all over the nation, alerting them to the dangerous agenda promoted by politicians, policymakers, and their advocates in K-12 public schools everywhere. We can win this fight with your help. Friday's guest is somebody you are not going to want to miss, guys. This is Richard Burke. And he is the Western Liberty Network Executive Director. He has been in that position and doing this for over 30 years. He has so much experience training activists. So he also does our Saturday Zoom trainings, and he's available to travel to your area. So please put that on your calendar. Do not miss hearing Richard Burke on Friday.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsandeducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsandeducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.